Welcome to Parc Jerry in Montreal, for the game between the San Francisco Giants and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the San Francisco Giants. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Von Joshua. Batting second. The second baseman, Daryl Thomas. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Willie Montanez. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Chris Spear. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Steve Ontiveros. Batting eighth. The catcher, Dave Rader. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Barr. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Jim Barr. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Pepe Manguel. Batting second. The shortstop, Tim Foley. Batting third. The left fielder, Rich Coggins. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Larry Biedner. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Mike Jorgensen. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pat Scanlon. Batting seventh. The catcher, Gary Carter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Pete Mackinnon. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Rogers. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Rogers. And now, play ball. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Carter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops it up and throws to first, with Rogers covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Giants nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel takes first base on ball 4. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Manguel moves to third. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Manguel scores. Foley moves to second. One out. It's 1-0, Expos. Larry Biedner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biedner hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2. With the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews strikes out. One out. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen fields it, throws to second for one, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Pete Mackanin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackanin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros takes first base on ball 4. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter fires to first and picks off Ontiveros. One out. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackanin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pepe Manghul is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manghul is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Manghul hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley bunts towards the mound. Barr juggles the ball. That's an error on Barr. Manghul moves to second. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to third for the out. Foley moves to second. One out. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-1 in the game. Biotner hits a line drive towards second. Thomas catches it and steps on second to double up Foley. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-1 in the game. Joshua hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0-for-1 in the game. Mercer hits a pop-up towards first. Jorgensen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-1 in the game. Jorgensen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Scanlon hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0-for-1 in the game. Carter hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0-for-1 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willy Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 0-for-1 in the game. Spear hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Expos 1, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 0-for-1 in the game. Mackinnon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Joshua who is chasing the ball. Mackinnon reaches third base with a triple. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0-for-1 in the game. Rogers hits a fly ball into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Mackinnon tags and scores. One out. It's 2-0, Expos. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Manguel hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Manguel. The throw from Rader and he is safe. Manguel steals second. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Manguel moves to third. Two outs. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Barr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barr is 0-for-1 in the game. Barr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0-for-2 in the game. Joshua hits a fly ball into left field. Coggins settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0-for-2 in the game. Biotner hits a fly ball into left field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0-for-2 in the game. Jorgensen hits a pop-up towards short. Spear settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pat Scanlon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scanlon is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scanlon hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Darryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas strikes out. One out. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 2 in the game. Mercer hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Gary Carter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carter is 0 for 2 in the game. Carter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Pete Mackinnon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mackinnon is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Mackinnon hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Rogers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogers is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Rogers bunts towards the mound. Barr fields it and throws to first for the out. Carter moves to second. Two outs. Pepe Manguel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manguel is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Manguel hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ontiveros fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a fly ball into right field. Biotner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chris Spear is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spear is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Spear hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scanlon fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Steve Ontiveros is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ontiveros is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Ontiveros hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jorgensen scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ontiveros for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Tim Foley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Foley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Spear scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rich Coggins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coggins is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Coggins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Thomas scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Biotner is 0 for 3 in the game. Biotner hits a fly ball into center field. Joshua settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 2, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 2 in the game. Rader takes first base on ball 4. Jake Brown pinch runs for Dave Rader. Glenn Adams pinch hits for Jim Barr. Glenn Adams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adams hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's Giants, 2, Expos, 2. Von Joshua is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Joshua is 0 for 3 in the game. Joshua hits a fly ball into center field. Manguel settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0 for 3 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 3 in the game. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mackinnon misplays the ball. That's an error on Mackinnon. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 3 in the game. Matthews hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Mercer moves to second. Dan Worthen now pitching. Willie Montanez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Montanez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Montanez hits a ball on the ground towards short. Foley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mark Hill now catching. Glenn Adams now playing right field. Bobby Mercer now playing center field. Gary Lavelle now pitching. Mike Jorgensen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jorgensen is 0 for 3 in the game. Jorgensen hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. The game is over. The final score, Montreal Expos, 3, and San Francisco Giants, 2. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.